Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well, I tell you what, if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of Hebrews. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 6 today, and so I'd love for you to join me there. We are going to read from verses 13 to 20, which say this: "For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely I will bless you and multiply you.' And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes, an oath is final for confirmation." Verse 17, this is where it gets real good. "So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. So that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain." Think about the temple, the most holy place. Verse 20, "where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." You know, friends, I think about when I read this, there is so much packed into these eight verses that we could literally spend a whole sermon unpacking it, to be quite honest with you. But as usual, I just want to zoom in on something in particular that just really stuck out to me. I think it was in verse 18. The writer of Hebrews talks about that there was something actually impossible for God. As he's writing in the context of promise, as he's writing in the context of you and I being able to have a hope that that is an anchor in our soul, that you and I, through Christ, we have a hope that we can hold on to because it was something that God promised long before Christ ever came, that he would provide something and someone for us to be able to hold on to in every circumstance, in every single situation of life, that we could hold on to and hold fast to eternally, and that hope is Christ. He tucks in there that it is impossible for God to lie. And we could just read over that and move on. But I just want you to consider something. If you were to go back to the Gospel of Luke and you were to go to chapter 18, in chapter 18, you would find a scene in which there's this young ruler. He's called the rich young ruler. And he finds Jesus, and according to himself and everything in life, he's been a really good young man, and he's followed all the commandments of God. And he comes to Jesus and he says, "Jesus, you've been talking about this eternal life thing, and I want to know, how can I inherit eternal life? What must I do?" And Jesus points out to him that there was one thing that he lacked. He said, "You need to go sell all of your possessions and give to the poor, and then come follow me." And as the story tells us, this rich young ruler leaves Jesus, and he's sad, and he's not going to go do what Jesus said to do, and he's not going to follow Jesus and inherit eternal life. And those who are around Jesus when they go, "Wow, who can be saved? If this rich young ruler who has followed all the commandments of God, if he can't be saved, then who can?" And Jesus goes on to say, "What is impossible for man, is it possible with God?" In other versions of the Bible, it says, "With God, all things are possible." And that was running through my mind as we read today in Hebrews chapter 6 about this promise that God long ago made. I mean, we can even go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 when humanity fell into sin. God promised that he would provide Messiah. He would ultimately provide Jesus. He would provide the one who would take that temple curtain that would separate God from man, and he would tear it from the top to the bottom because it was God coming to us. And God made a promise all the way back in the Garden of Eden when Satan lied to us, when Satan deceived us. God made a promise. And here's the one thing that actually is impossible for God. Back in Luke 18, Jesus says, "All things are possible for God." Well, you know what? There's one thing impossible for him, and it's so good that it is. It's that he would ever lie to us. He can't lie. Lies don't come from God. Lies come from Satan. Lies come from our enemy. And so, friends, I wanted to share that with you today because there's a good chance that many of us in our life, either we've lied to a lot of people or a lot of people have lied to us. And so it's really hard for us to trust others. I've met a lot of people that way where they just really struggle to trust other people. And as a result, they really struggle to trust God. But can I just give you this really good news that's tucked into Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18? It's impossible for God to lie. And he proved that. He made a promise that he would send someone. He would send a Messiah. He would send Jesus for you and me. And he was good on that promise. And every promise he's ever made to us, he will always keep. So friends, let me encourage you. If you struggle with trust, there is something impossible for God. He'll never lie to you. He can't lie. It'd be out of his nature. May that encourage you today, friends, and may that challenge you also to trust him with your life and with whatever is in front of you today. He's a promise-making God, but he's also a promise-keeping God. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.